I mix what I like. Yeah. What's up, world, and welcome to another edition of I Mix What I Like. Again, I'm Jared Ball, happy to be your host. imixwhatilike.org and at I Mix What I Like for all your relevant social media. We're happily joined again by spokeswoman and leader of the MOVE movement, Ramona Africa, who is here to update us on some information about her organization and invite us to an event. And it's always good to catch up with her. Welcome back to the program, Ramona Africa.
Thanks a lot, Jared, and I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to address your listening audience with some pretty important information.
Yeah, that's what's up, and we're always happy to have you. So let's start with that, if we could. Please tell us what is coming up next and what you would like people to know about and hopefully to attend.
Okay. We always do an event around May 13th. This year, we're doing a three-day conference on MOVE. And because it would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Sunday, May 14th, is Mother's Day, we didn't want to clash with that. So we decided to do our event May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the weekend before. And what this three-day conference is about, it's about MOVE deciding, I guess the word is, that it's past time for us, for MOVE, to tell people who MOVE is, what our belief is, who John Africa is, and why those running this system and those who believe in this system want to exterminate MOVE, want to get rid of us. So that's where we're starting at on Friday, May 5th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday, from 10 to 6, we're, what we're doing is delving into our history from the emergence of MOVE through May of this year. We're telling our entire story, our history. And it's truly a history. A lot of things people may be aware of, know a little something about, but a lot of things people won't know. And one thing that I can point out in particular is how this government used the media, a very willing media, to try to convince people that what happened in May of 85, the bombing, happened because our neighbors complained about us. Now, we're not saying that some neighbors didn't have complaints about us. Yes, they did. But you name me one neighborhood in this entire country where some neighbors don't have complaints about other neighbors. They don't bomb those neighbors, you know, those neighborhoods. And secondly, the thing is, when has this government ever cared about black folks complaining about their neighbors? Since when? You know, people need to question that right off the bat, you know?
Well, if bombs dropped every time a neighbor had a complaint about another neighbor, none of us would be left.
Exactly.
So you're clear on that. But one question that one thing I would like to have you respond to very quickly is, why would the government and local authorities want to abuse even one neighbor's complaint or create that image of MOVE in the media? What is it about MOVE that constitutes such a threat?
Well, very simply, MOVE belief, our priority is life. The system's priority is money, status, keeping this system going, at the expense of life. That's the conflict. And when I say life, Jared, I'm not speaking in an abstract manner that people often speak about life. I'm talking about human life, animal life, plant life, the water we can't live without, the air we can't live without, the earth that feeds us and that our mobility is coordinated with. We can't live without life, but those running this system, they want to compromise life, exterminate, exploit, enslave life for money, for status. And because move can't be bought off, because they can't intimidate us, you know, because we will not submit no matter what they come at us with. We're a threat. We're a threat. See, we want clean air. We understand that human life, animal life, is coordinated to be free. To be free. You know, the force that created all of us created us to be free. Those running this system don't care about freedom. They exploit and enslave all manner of life, poison, pollute all manner of life. And MOVE is committed to exposing that and confronting it and fighting against it and encouraging others to see that and see the importance of life and fighting against it. We can't be bought off, you know? And that's why we are such a threat to the system. All of the tactics that they have used historically to destroy organizations don't work with MOVE.
Now,
they don't work.
Again, Ramona Africa, you are joining us largely to encourage people to join the May 5th through 7th conference that you're hosting in Philadelphia to set the record straight on MOVE and its history and work. Why, again, you said you gather every year in May. If you could just take a moment and share with us and summarize quickly for us why May in particular is so important to the MOVE organization.
Okay, because on Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day of 1985, is when government officials, cops basically, on the local, state, and federal level, came out to our home and tried to kill us off. I mean, they started with the fire department. Firefighters are trained and take an oath to save lives, not to destroy life, not to kill life. But in May of 85, May 12th, for example, they came out to work, you know, along with the cops to kill MOVE people, to exterminate the MOVE organization. And I want people to really understand that, because people should not, cannot hallucinate that they came out there to arrest us. They could have arrested us at any time. We walked the streets. We, you know, we weren't in hiding. They could have arrested us at any time. Their mission was to kill MOVE. And the first black mayor of Philadelphia, Wilson Good, said it publicly. You know, he said he wanted a permanent end to MOVE. That's what they came out there for. So they started with the firefighters who aimed four of their deluges at our home for hours. when there was no fire. That was the government's first mode of attack against us. 4W chose this, which each pumped out 10,000 pounds of water pressure per minute. So times four, you're talking about 40,000 pounds of water pressure per minute. When that did not flush us out, they said they wanted to breach 3-inch holes in the party walls on both sides of our home, because Osage Avenue is a block of row houses where they're all connected by these party walls. Instead of breaching 3-inch holes, when they finish using explosives to breach these holes, they had blown the whole front porch of our home away. They inserted tear gas, tons of tear gas, and when that did not flush us out, then they began shooting. I mean, they admit to shooting over 10,000 rounds of bullets at us within 90 minutes. That did not flush us out. We were in the basement of our home, and there was a long lull. The next thing they did was summoned a state police helicopter, a Pennsylvania state police helicopter, and they already had the makings of a bomb with them. They brought that out with them. They didn't have to send for that. They used something called Tovex, which is an explosive, but mainly they used an incendiary explosive, a military explosive known as C4, which no municipal government has. They had to get that from the federal government. So two Philadelphia Police Bomb Squad units concocted two bombs, not one, two, because they wanted a backup bomb of this C4 military explosive. And they summoned the helicopter, the state police helicopter, flew over our home with no warning at all, dropped that bomb on the roof of our home. It immediately ignited a fire. The fire department was notified, at least according to, you know, all of the government's records, were notified immediately that there was a fire on the roof of our home. A conscious, deliberate decision was made not to fight the fire, not to put any water on the fire, to, in fact, let it burn. And that's what they did. When we realized that our home was on fire, when we could hear the tree in the back of our house crackling from the fire, we immediately tried to get our children, our animals, and ourselves out of that blazing inferno. The instant the cops could see us trying to come out, we know they heard us hollering that we were coming out. We were bringing the kids out. The kids were hollering, "We're coming out. They're bringing us out." That was met with a barrage of police gunfire aimed at us to try to make sure that nobody survived that bombing. As it is, 11 of my family members were burned alive and found to have bullet fragments in them. This comes from the medical examiner's office. This isn't something that just MOVE is saying. The only two survivors of that bombing, that massacre, is me and one of my young brothers, Birdie Africa, who has since passed. So, well, that's why we always do something in May of every year.
Well, Ramona Africa, we thank you very much again for joining us here at I Mix What I Like. Again, the conference is May 5th to the 7th of this year in Philadelphia, 3301 Tasker Street, to be exact. We will, of course, include and attach the flyer with our outgoing messaging. And again, we thank you very much for joining us. And as always, on a move.
On the move, and thanks, Jared. Anybody that has questions or whatever can contact me at 215-386-1165. Thank you.
I mix what I like, what I like, what I like, what I like.